Blog Talk Radio. happy Mother's Day. Hallelujah. We thank God for being able to see another happy, happy Mother's Day celebration. So to all of the mothers, spiritual, biological, adopted, in heaven, on earth, or elsewhere, happy Mother's Day. And this is Cecilia with Let's Talk with Smile3E and also Minister Sheila Kaiser. So at this time, we will go ahead and turn it over to Minister Sheila so she can start us off with prayer and whatever the Lord has given her, and then I will be back for Let's Talk with Smile3E. Okay, Minister Sheila.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to start by saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for another day, because I know if it wasn't for you, we would not have made this day, when we have not seen this day. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. I cannot thank you enough for another beautiful day, for all the mothers and families that's together through your blessings that we are here to celebrate. Father, I give honor to you for another day of life, another new day, another birthday, another life that you have chosen to give us with your love and your mercy. Lord, I thank you for all the mothers today, for all the families, over the highways that they might travel, or for just in-home city that they are. Lord, I thank you for blessing us, because I know if it wasn't for you, no matter what alarm, no matter whose wife or husband or child or whatever that is, noise was, if it wasn't for you, we would not be here to enjoy it. I know you are the alarm that gives us life. You are the life that gives us love. And Lord, I ask you to bless us all and to keep us. I thank you and I ask you and I thank you and I thank you. And I ask you for many more days of your love and your understanding and to lead us through this world, no matter what we're going through, to let us know you are the one and the only one that can lead us and show us the right way, the happy way, the founding way that we will joy and be in happiness and forever. Lord, I ask you to bless Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser for another Mother's Day. I thank you and ask you to bless Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright. I thank you and I ask you to bless each and every department of the house of your of the Lord that you have given us. Thank us and bless us all that we might understand and to know without you there is no way. I ask you to remove all these demons and devils and their hatreds that they think is the right way of harm and danger. Lord, we need you to bless our surroundings. Excuse me. I thank you to bless all my sisters, my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my granddaughters, my grandsons. I ask you to bless all my bloodline family, all my spiritual family. I ask you to bless us over the highways and the byways. And I thank you, Lord, for this weekend, for all the graduations, all the young men, young ladies, all that have graduated over this weekend. I thank you for blessing us over the highway and my family down here for my nephew, Stanley Wright Jr.'s graduation. Lord, it was a beautiful one. It was a safe one. It was a happy one. And I thank you, and I ask you to bless all the ones that's over the highways, whether it's for graduations, Mother's Day, or for whatever ways they are traveling, however they are traveling, Lord, to bless them and keep them with the love and understanding of their family. I thank you, and I ask you to bless this government that really needs your blessing, Lord, to let them know they are in the departments to help each and every person, no matter what their race is, no matter what their religion is or sex. You are here for the world that God has blessed us to be in. Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you. Like I said, I cannot thank you enough that we all need to know when we open our eyes in the morning, the first thing we should say is, thank you, God, for you have blessed us with a day that some did not make. Lord, I need you to bless us all and to keep us all under your understanding and your love. Through all your mercy, I thank you. And to keep us all in one under your hands and your love. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and to keep us all safe. whatever in the life that you have given us, which is the most understanding and the beautifulest life that we can ever go through. Lord, thank you, and to keep us all in your hands around us, that we will know that you are love and the best way to have it. And I thank you, and thank you. Back to your hands, Apostle Elect. Also, Cecilia Kaiser.
I thank God for everything that we had the pleasure of celebrating this weekend. I mean, Minister Brandon Kaiser's first wedding anniversary, and also Minister Stanley Wright Jr. graduation. Woo, woo, woo. He is in that percentage of black males from the inner city, the ghetto, as they call it, that beat the odds. So many people don't understand. Sometimes you leave behind sisters, brothers, friends, enemies, colleagues, whatever they would be called, and you'll find that sometimes it's not that you're leaving them behind because you don't love them, but it's called destiny. And so I thank God for Minister Stanley Wright, that he kept his focus and he fulfilled his first part of his destiny, because there's much more to come. But I just wanted to give him a shout out and give a shout out to his mom and dad, who I know that they're not just proud of him. They're grateful to God, because they know that without God, that this could not have happened. And how? Because there's so many, like I said, whether it's left behind from drugs, from dropping out of high school, college, whatever. I mean, gun violence. I mean, just various reasons that people have not made it. Not saying that the ones that are left behind can't, you know, get a restart, but if they're no longer on this earth, that's a whole nother thing. But so many people are afraid of the cares of life and the things going on in this world, but Minister Sylvia talks about it many times, but she knows that her and I have been in places where the snipers were firing off rounds and we were crossing the blacktop over in Cabrina Green. She knows that we've been in clubs where the people in front of us, behind us, or inside us, or wherever they were, got shot and killed or injured. She knows that her and I ourselves have been in what people will call near fatal vehicle accidents, where it was in a car or on a motorcycle or wherever. And God has covered us and God has kept us. I've been to the war zone where the scuds and the missiles and all of those things and the gunfire was right there. And there was people that were killed by friendly fire. There were people that were killed by collateral fire. There were people that were killed because the truck or the the 5-ton or whatever they were riding in turns over in the arch. That or bowl that kept the canvas over them, you know, pierced them through their heart or their chest. You know, I could just go back to so many things, because, see, in years past, women didn't go to war, but God not only allowed me to go to war and come back, he allowed my mother to reach me in the red zone. And if you don't know about the red zone, that's all right. But the red zone is a place that is so secure that no one usually reaches you, not unless they're in the White House. Well, guess what? Happy Mother's Day. My mother made it happen. She called me, and I was on the telephone, and she was on the telephone, but the line in the middle was a type of walkie-talkie type of Mars code stuff, and we were talking, and she saw that her daughter was safe. See, that's what Mother's Day is about. Mothers will make it happen. They will make sure that they cover their children. They will make sure that they love their children. They will make sure that their children are covered in prayer, that their children have some food to eat. See, sometimes we forget about the meal that our mother prepared for us. Sometimes we forget about the days when they took us to school, they picked us up from school. Sometimes we forget about the relationships they were in that were those abusive type relationships or those tainted relationships, but they were in them so that they could help be able to take care of you. And then as soon as you were grown and able to do what you want, they got up out of there like, oops, it's over. So there's some sacrifice. I'm not saying that that was a good sacrifice, but I'm saying there are women, there are mothers that are going to do what it takes to make sure that their children are taken care of. But there are also mothers that will be in a relationship, and their relationship is off, and they're like, I'm out of here because I love my children too much, and God has given me this blessing, and I'm not going to take it for granted. So now you, or even you, are going to do things to be hurtful to this gift that I've been given called a child. A child, male child, female child. See, in some countries, if you have a daughter, they kill them because it's in that particular country, they want to have sons. And so you can have maybe one daughter, but you got to have the sons for sons for sons. See, that's how barbaric mankind can be sometimes. And sometimes mothers will have children and have them and have them and have them and somebody else raise them and somebody else raise them. And sometimes they'll try to take credit for raising their children, but whatever, they can take credit for being a mother. And that's a whole nother message. So on today is Happy Mother's Day. I celebrate my sisters. Oh, they are great mothers. I mean, they love their children. I even have one that loves her children so much she make them happy pie. That's a whole nother message. And then my other sister, I mean, love her son so much because she going to tell them what it is. You know how they say some parents are high stuff? Nope, she going to tell them from A to Z and going to just let them know it all. So it's like every parent has the things that are unique about them, and we have to learn to appreciate those things that are unique about all parents because not all of us are the same. Like I have a way of when Minister Kaiser, before he could go out to play and do things of that, he had to do his math and he had to do his reading. Didn't say the teachers gave him homework. I'm talking about what I was given. And so even when he was young, I had him reading and doing puzzles of math and reading and things of that sort. And he began to think that it was fun. So there's things that mothers will do sometime in order to groom their children or steer their children, see, train up a child in the way that they should go and they won't depart from him when they get older. You know why? Because he loves math. He's good at math. And you know what? We have a lot of people, not just sons and daughters, but grown-ups right now that, you know, whether you're a son or a daughter one time in life, but you've got to know how to do basic math. Because, see, people will swindle you. They'll have you thinking that 1 + 1 = 0. They'll have you, you know, they'll add some extra equations in there and make you think that it added up to 0 when in actuality it added up to 100. I am here to tell you I am so godly proud of my sister minister, Sheila, my sister minister, Sylvia, my sister Dora, my sister Minnie, my sister Mary, my sister that I don't really get know her that well, but I'm still proud of her too, and that's sister Leela. I mean, I'm sure I got some other sisters out there I don't know about, but anyway, that's a whole other message too. So happy Mother's Day to all of my spiritual sisters, all of my biological sisters, all of my sisters that I've adopted. Just I have minister, well, she probably be like, see, why you call me Minister? Minister Mia, I mean, all of my battle buddies, I mean, people that have went to war with me, people have stood the test of time with me. I mean, even our, she's really like a sister to me, but she's like a mother to many, and that's Ardell. I mean, shout out to Ardell. This woman, when we were stationed in Colorado, she cooked for us. I mean, cornbread, mac and cheese, even though I have to admit, I got to throw this in here. She did think she was my Cupid and kept trying to marry me off, but that's a whole nother message. I still love her, though, and we laugh about it today. But she was such a great mother to us, and she still is, and I'm grateful to God for the mother that he gave us. I mean, Lulabelle, everybody was trying to adopt our mother. You know how everybody sometimes wants to be adopted, where everybody wanted to adopt our mother. It wasn't just that my mother took care of other people's kids and fed the neighborhood and things of that sort, but my mother had such a good heart. She had a giving heart. I can't even think of how many times we gave up our beds for someone else. I can't even think of how many times my mother would, matter of fact, our sister Dora was talking about it, how my mother could go in the kitchen and come up with something to cook in, immediately, and everybody was not only had something to eat, but we were full and we were happy. And how some of us can go in the kitchen and we've been there a long time, we can't find nothing. There ain't no food in there. No, that wasn't the case with my mom. She knew how to spend. And so then as I grew up, I learned people would tease me and say, "Oh, Cece funny. She can spend a dollar like it's $10, and she can spend $10 like it's $100." And they thought they were insulting me, but they really weren't. They were reinforcing what my mother had already taught me. And so I'm grateful for the things that my mother has taught us. My mother taught us to stick together. She taught us when we were mad at each other, me and my sisters, we couldn't talk about each other. We had to talk about something else. So guess what we decided? We got smart. We talked about each other's friends. Or if you had a boyfriend or something like that, that's what we did. We would sig on that. And so it kept us where we didn't fall out as much as the average sisters, because most of the time we would, you know, not like what each other said about our friends or things of that sort. But in the end, we end up laughing about it. And so they taught us to protect each other. They taught us to pray for each other. They taught us to be there for one another. And they taught us to love our parents. And so when I look at other children, I realize what is normal to them is disrespectful to me. So I'll watch women, how they talk to their mothers, and how they talk to their fathers, and how they talk to their husbands, and it's disrespectful to me. So although I love them, I will distance myself from them because I'm not a person of dishonor and disrespect. So although many people will say, "Oh, she's funny acting," no, you're disrespectful. You lack honor, and I'm not your mom. I'm not your, you know, your God. So therefore, I'm going to love you from a distance because I've seen people that aren't in touch with their love, meaning that they will treat one mother-in-law one way and treat another mother-in-law another way, or they will treat one father-in-law one way and treat another father-in-law another way, or they'll treat different people different ways. And I'm going to tell you where I'm coming from with this. I went to this training. I've been working in the government for quite a long time. The military spoiled me. They sent me to great leadership training. They taught me the military way. Well, when you get out of the military and you start working in the civilian sector, there's a different way of leading because it's not about life or death, where in the military it's always about life or death and freedom. And so you have to learn a new way of leading. And so I finally, after all of these years working as a civilian, I was finally allowed to go to this training. We took several tests, and in the training, it teaches you not only about you, it teaches you about others. And so in this training, I learned the things that frustrates people about me and the things that people don't like about me. And one of them is something that's a good thing, but some other people would not like it. I'm a person that one of my strengths is inclusion. It means that if I'm in a room and someone's trying to take the spotlight and I know someone else has something to say or some talent, I'm going to bring them into the conversation, especially if I'm the lead for it. Or even if I'm not the lead for it, if I see someone constantly putting their hand up and people ignoring them, if I know when I put my hand up they'll give me their attention, I'll put my hand up. And once they give me the attention, I deflect it over to the person that really wanted the attention. So that bothers people because it's like, "Well, Cecilia, we want to hear what you have to say, not what that person has to say." No, you are ignoring them, and they have something that needs to be said. So let's hear what they have to say, and then if you still want me to say something, I will. And so I also noticed that sometimes people are excluded because of their skin color, because of their sex, because of their position, like they're not as high in rank as another person. And so some people will get upset because I don't, it's not about your color, it's not about your sex, it's about what do you have to say? Do you have some wisdom to share with us? And if you do, let's listen to it. Some people don't want to listen to you because you're a woman. Some people don't want to listen to you because you're of color. some people don't want to listen to you because of your past, whether you've been incarcerated or whether you flunked in school or whether you had an abortion or whether you've been divorced 15 times or whether you were a part of this religion versus that religion or whether you have a preference for this or preference for that. Well, whatever it is, the Word of God tells us about love. There's power in love. Do you know there's people that have changed their religion, their address, and everything about them just because of love? I'm here to tell you love is strong. Love is miraculous. Love is so powerful. You know, it's because of love that we're celebrating Happy Mother's Day. Some people know their mother wasn't a mother, but they're still celebrating them because of Happy Mother's Day. Some mothers aren't being celebrated, but yet they still love their children. You know what? It is miraculous that our mother has been gone all the years that she's been gone. And I guarantee you, I don't have to say it for my sisters because they can say it for themselves, but I guarantee you we love them. We love them, meaning our sisters and brothers. We still love them. But the reason that we love them and we love one another is because of how our mother loved us. It was an action. She didn't just talk about love. She lived it. And her example of love is something that we still feel today. We love our mother like she's still here. We love her even more. Some people, parents go on and they forgot all about them. Mm-mm. We'll go to a restaurant and sit around talking about our mother because it's a restaurant that, whether it's Cracker Barrel or whether it's IHOP, you know, we can just remember different things. We can eat something or cook something, whether it's cornbread or whether it's greens or whatever it is, and we'll just think about our mother and not just how great of a cook she was, but how she was so anointed that when there was chaos or something crazy going on, she knew how to bring people together at the table. The table was spread, and my mother knew how to bring togetherness and unity and inclusion at the table. Many of us have to learn that sometimes you may invite people to eat with you, and sometimes they won't come, not just because they don't want to come, but sometimes they don't want to come because they know the power of love and the power of a meal. And so the Word of God talks about how, you know, they fed the thousands, you know, with the fish and the loaves. Now, you know what happens? If someone is hungry, they cannot hear you. And sometimes it might not be because they don't want to hear what you say. Sometimes it's because they're hungry. I don't know if you've ever been really hungry before. Well, I could say that I have been. And if it wasn't sometimes because the food wasn't there, sometimes I was hungry, especially in the war zone, because I couldn't eat. And the reason that I couldn't eat was because, first of all, the food that they were serving was making me sick. And sometimes the heat was so intense until all I could do was drink. I had to drink water and, you know, just to hydrate myself. And so although I was hungry, I was filling myself with water. And then you have people that are out on the streets. It's not that they can't eat because they don't want to, but it's because they don't have it. And so how many people are we passing by that are truly hungry? I'm not talking about the ones that, you know half the time they want to go and take that money, they'll do drugs or whatever. But sometimes you can just hand them a sandwich, a pizza. You can hand them anything and they'll be grateful. And sometimes they'll look at you like, I don't want the food, I want the money. But you can't worry about that because the nurturing part of you, the mothering part of you, will cause you to want to be helpful to people. And sometimes we have to realize, yes, the Word of God tells us to lean not to our own understanding and all our ways acknowledge God. We have to realize that sometimes we may not understand what's going on with someone. And if God says to bless them or if God says to do something, you just have to do it and trust God in the end. But like I said, that's something that I give tribute and honor to my mom. My mom, I wouldn't have traded her in for anything. A lot of people have mothers that had riches and they had so much of trillions and trillions of dollars. But I'm here to tell you, they didn't have a mother that loved like our mother. They didn't have a mother that cooked like our mother. They didn't have a mother that was as patient like our mother. Because I'm here to tell you, me and my sisters, we have done some stuff. My mom thought we were great kids, but if you leave it to me, we've done some stuff. And my sister, Minister Sylvia, always said she was their favorite. She could be their favorite or she could be all of that, but I can guarantee you this, with our mother, if there was a favorite, you couldn't tell, because she loved all of us, and she loved all of us the way she needed to love us, because she knew that each one of us was different, so she loved us in that way. So there was ways she had to love Sheila, and there's ways she had to love Renee that wasn't ways that she'd had to love me. For instance, she knew that I was okay if I was sitting in the room and I just had a book to read. She knew I was content. I was fine. Now, that might not have worked for, Renee. Renee may have wanted to, do whatever. Sheila may have wanted to do whatever, but my mom had to learn what made each one of her children happy, and not only that, how to reach each one of us, and she knew how. For instance, I saw my mother do things to reach my dad when he may have had a hard day at work, whether it was make him a bubble bath or fix him his favorite dinner. And so then as a daughter growing up, I wanted to reach my father, and I wanted to have a relationship with him that didn't seem possible. So I joined the Eastern Stars because he was a Mason. People would say, oh, you're just going to put that out there that you joined the Eastern Stars? Yes, I'm being honest. I'm being transparent. I wanted to reach my father in a way that my mother was able to reach him as a wife, but I also saw her reaching us in different ways, and so it taught me how to reach out to my dad. So I joined the Eastern Stars, and I noticed that him and I became much closer because now he was starting to tutor me, in the ways of the particular lodge, and he was proud, that his daughter was an Eastern Star and things of that sort. And plus, I was in the military, and he used to be in the military. And so then I took the things that my mother taught me, and I took the things that my father taught me to try to be a better mother to my son. So I noticed that my son, he can just sit in a room and play his games all day, and he's fine. I can tell him that I love him, and he knows that I can cook him something to eat, and he was fine. But I knew that when I had my nephew, who came to visit me most of the holidays and when he was out of school, I knew that, okay, when I'm with him, he's not necessarily all the time wanting to play the game. Sometimes he wants to go just to ride around like in the convertible and just let the top down and just want to be smiling, looking up at the sky and different things like that. Or I could buy some pickles or ramen noodles. It was just things that he liked to do that him and Brandon, although they were so similar, they also were very different, where he wanted to talk and he wanted to laugh and he wanted to have a good time. Brandon didn't always want to do that, and when he did, his jokes were more like Renee's jokes. My sister Renee's jokes, sometimes they would just go on and on and on, and it's like, you're ready to stop. But they're just going on with the jokes, and so I would have to learn how to, instead of getting upset with him and wanting to tell him to stop or turn around and snap off at him, I would have to just sometimes just let him go on and on until he got tired with his jokes. And I'm here to tell you, some of those jokes were not funny, but I would just have to just sit there and laugh like, ooh, only Brandon, or if it was Stanley, only Stanley, or if it was Renee, oh, only Renee. And now sometimes some of the stuff my niece Pinky puts on Facebook, it's like, oh, only Pinky. So as a mother, sometimes you find yourself mothering your nieces and your nephews and things of that sort, and they'll be like, oh, she's like an auntie to you. No, I can truly say that I've had people that were like mothers to me, and it wasn't my biological mother, but they've been mothers to me in church, like Sandra Thomas, who just recently passed, my cousin. She was like a mother to me in the spirit realm because of church and things of that sort. And so I even miss her, not just as a cousin, but as she was like a mother, she was like a sister, and I thank God for her, and I thank God for the things that she even taught us. And so when I look at my sisters, Sheila and Renee, I can see things that they did at Mother's that I learned, and that I could see things that they didn't do as mothers that I learned from. And I would hope that all of us have learned from each other, not just as sisters in Christ, but sisters through our mother, sisters in motherhood, because we have sons, all three of us, and we've all had something to do with even our nieces, Tisha Wanda and Pinky, and so God even blessed them to be in our homes and in our lives, and so that was a blessing for us, and our sons being in each other's homes and each other's lives. So today, the main thing I would like for you to have heard is that not only does love conquer all, love is eternal and everlasting, because when you're gone from this earth like my mother is and like Apostle Sandra Thomas is, and you're still loved, one of Apostle Sandra Thomas's nieces or great-great nieces, whichever where she is, she actually went on her prom, and on her prom she put a picture of Apostle Sandra Thomas on one of her fingernails on each hand. It was her way of showing that she still loved her and that she still honored her. And when I think of the things that we do when we have our functions, it's always something about our mother will always come up. See, that's love. When you've been so impactful in someone's life, so even when you're gone, you're still a walking, living epistle. Minister Sylvia, did you have anything you wanted to add?
No, not really. I just wanted to say I thank God also for giving us mothers, because with our cousin Dora, who's also a family member that we consider to be more as a sister to us than a first cousin, I decided this weekend was going to be a weekend that we didn't just celebrate her as a mother, but in a sister. We celebrated her as being a major part of our life, because she has been in our life, so that when my son graduated and I was speaking with my sister Cecilia and Sheila, I decided to include her in the ceremony, because she was there from us being children as well as she was there from the day my son was born. So when you are talking about mothers, you need to know that when God blessed you with a mother, it was her decision to decide if she was going to be a mother or other. And I thank God that we were able to celebrate mothers on this weekend. And that's all I have to say concerning that.
Amen. Minister Sheila, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I just want to thank Apostle, my sister Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and my cousin Sister Dora, and thank God for blessing us in this bloodline. I just want to thank God, because he just knew to put us together, you know, and I thank him for putting us together through Miss Lulabelle Kaiser Sebin, for a wonderful woman that has taught us so much, and I just thank him, because as Apostle Cecilia said before, we see so many other families that how they treat each other, how they talk to each other, what they do to each other, and I just look and say, woo, if we even tried saying that or doing that to our family, our mother would have had us rotating corners. No matter what it is, your sister is not secondary to nothing. Besides God and me, it is you three. And if I ever, we couldn't talk about each other, and I thank the Lord for that, talking about fight each other or swear at each other, not in Louisville's house. And I just thank God for blessing us with the perfect woman to let us know, no matter what they do, don't you even try it. Because you will not dishonor, disrespect, each other, because when you do that to each other, you're doing it to me. And that's one thing I can say, the three of us never, in my eyes of my life, I can see, would disrespect or misuse your honor toward our mother. There was one sad face and tears we would never, I know I would never want to see because of what I did. And I just thank the Lord for my sisters. I thank the Lord for my mom. I thank the Lord for all my nephews, my nieces, my grandkids. I just thank the Lord for blessing us through this Seabury line, Seabury, Kaiser, all our connections. I just thank the Lord for the family that we are in. And like I said, I cannot thank him enough because he blessed us in a bloodline of love, no matter what we might argue about. Before the day or the hour ended, we back at each other. It's like, you didn't mean it. You might argue a little bit, but it didn't stay long. But fighting and disrespecting and downrating each other, that's not us. You know, like I said, I just thank the Lord for a family land of love and caring and to honoring and respecting each other. That's all.
Okay, amen. So before I turn the program back over to Minister Sheila so that she can do the announcements and pray us out, I want to challenge the sons and daughters on today, and even the mothers. We all have been named by our parents, Sheila, Sylvia, Dora, Cecilia, Stanley, Brandon. We all have names. Juan, Taiwan is what we call them. I mean, we all have names, Pinky and T and Lulu and Shonda and Charlie. I mean, Marcy. We all have names. So I would like to challenge the people that are listening on today. Let's call each other by our names. Let's stop calling each other the N-word. Let's stop calling each other the B-word, those derogatory names. If you're going to call each other a name, call each other princess, queen, king, gentleman, lady, elect lady, doctor, Mr., Mrs., professor, doc. I mean, call ourselves those names that have something connected to them of respect and honor. But the names of calling each other the names that are derogatory, that are disrespectful, that are have us to try to think that it's respectful. I mean, call each other sir, call each other ma'am. I mean, call each other colleague, you know, call each other clergy, call each other minister, call each other Christian, call each other Christ-like, call each other believer, call each other love, call each other names that are positive. I would like to challenge every listener on today to stop allowing the enemy of our soul to make us think that a derogatory name is something to be cherished, something to be wanted. I mean, people call each other those names and then laugh and, oh, my whatever, oh, my, no, oh, my queen, oh, my princess, oh, my king, oh, my minister, oh, my prince. Why can't that be what we call each other? Why can't we call it, oh, my neighbor, oh, my friend, oh, my battle buddy? But why I got to be, oh, my garden tool? Why I got to be names of such derogatory precedence? And why do we have to even have a type of precedence like that? I mean, we grew up where people were calling each other, not realizing that in slavery, when they were calling each other a mother F word, that's actually what they were doing. The slave masters were causing the sons to sleep with their mothers. See, that's a whole other message, but we're not going to get into that. In the near future, I pray the Lord allows me to finish this thing that I'm going to be writing, and it's about how organizational leaders have impact on men of color that have been brought up in violence and poverty, and they beat the odds. You know, those Stanleys. Stanley Wright Jr., he was brought up with the odds against him. But, see, I can't include him in this paper, but I'll be including him in a future paper. But how many men of color have beat the odds that we're not celebrating? Let's celebrate the people that have beat the odds. Let's celebrate the mothers. I mean, how many of you have a Dr. Dora in your life that has not only given to her own children, but given to children that she didn't even birth? I mean, in the school system, do you understand the sacrifices that you have to give in the school system to children that aren't yours, that might be disrespectful, that may not show you the honor that you deserve, but because of your love to education and because of your love to wanting to put into this world, we do it. So let's challenge each other to, when we see each other going to the left or to the right in a negative way, that we try to do things to encourage people to do better, to want to do better, to pray for one another. So truly on today, don't call me a garden tool. Don't call me a pregnant dog. Don't call me a derogatory name. If you can't call me Cecilia, just don't call me at all. And that's for real, because the reason why it's that dishonor and disrespect is not something that my mother taught us. And on this Mother's Day, I would ask you to bring back the honor, bring back the respect for one another. Why? Because God honors us and God respects us and God loves us over and over and over again. Minister Sheila, I turn it back over to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for the words. I just want to ask, hopefully I'm not standing out of line, would our brother Stanley Sr., would you have any words for this Mother's Day, if you're available?
Stanley Sr.,
our sister Dora said Happy Mother's Day while we're waiting on Stan.
Oh, Dora like to have a few words? We're all here today that the Lord has blessed us to come together.
She said, Lord, have mercy. She coming.
Okay.
Well, Stanley Sr. is asleep.
Okay.
All I want to say is God has blessed me to have such wonderful family members that think a lot of me for doing just normal things that I think a person should do. I'm happy to help. I don't think I've done anything special, so we were raised to take care of each other and to love each other, and that's all I've done. And I appreciate the fact that you appreciate me. I'm so honored. I'm just flabbergasted. I love you all.
Amen. We love you too,
a lot. As they say, muchy much. What was Minister Stan? Was he getting ready to say something?
Minister Stan is counting his Z's.
Oh,
okay, well, I'm going to thank the Lord and thank the Lord. And I was going to say Minister Brandon and Minister Raven is in the swimming pool with the baby. But they said thank you for all of us being together on this wonderful weekend. I want to give it an honor, I'd like to say a blessing. Minister Stanley Wright Jr., as my mama said, is Grandma's cricket. And I thank the Lord for bringing us all together today. Yesterday, day before, whenever we get together, I thank the Lord for blessing this bloodline of the family that we have been blessed into. I thank us for all being safely together this weekend to bring in the beautiful graduation of Stanley Wright Jr. And I just thank him and thank him. And I'm asking and praying, excuse me, that the Lord take us all back over the highways, back to our homes that he has blessed us to be in. And I'm also asked that we all say a little extra prayer, a little boost in the prayer, that you pray for me. During to Thursday, I'm going through another procedure of my eye surgery. And I'm asking all, and I'm mainly asking them, praying highly to the Lord that he blessed me to clear up my eyesight so that I don't lose. But as it's in the Lord's hand and however he chooses, for Sheila Kaiser to be, I'm going to still thank him. No matter what I'm going through, the devil can't win this conversation. As he say, if you was with me, you wouldn't be like that. You right. If I was with you, I don't tell her how I'd be. I'd be, as Lord forgive me, I'd be blind, crippled, and crazy to leave the Lord above to go to the hell pits with you. But as I said, I just ask any and everyone to pray for me and ask God to help bless me, that I know he knows what's best for me already. I just have to learn to wait and see, because I know whatever he say is best for me. No matter what you want, he know what's best for you. So I want to give honor and to bless him again for blessing us in his family and to take us home to a safeness with no endangerment, no mishaps over the highway, and to let us receive our blessing of homes with no malfunctions or mishap that is in our household when we return. But I'm going to ask each and every one of us to pray together and to let us know, no matter what, when you wake up in the morning, it's God that says, yes, you have another day. Not the alarm clock, not whatever noise you thought you heard, because without God, you wouldn't have heard it, and you would not have made another day. But I thank all for listening to us today, and I ask you to listen to us each and every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, and also some Minister Sylvia Kaiser on Let's Talk. And on Monday nights, at Iron Sharpen Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser, Mr. Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Dr. Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. And to listen on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Minister Sylvia Kaiser with Let's Talk also. And I'm just asking, if I made any mistakes on times or schedules, to please excuse me, but correct me. But we are the family that's trying to keep this blog talk together, to bring into the word and to ask all to keep listening to learn the better way of life through God. And I thank you and I bless you all forever in God's name, no matter what you're going through. He is the only answer, the right answer, and the perfect answer of the blessed beginning of a new day and a new life. Thank you. Back to your hands, Apostle Alexis and Kaiser.
Oh, that's everyone. Before we go off the air, I'm going to pray for Minister Sheila and her surgery. Father God, we know that you are our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We ask you for your will and your way. And God, we ask you to guide the hands of the surgeons, guide the hands of any and everyone that will be connected to Minister Sheila's procedure on today, God. We ask that your will not only would be done, God, but that your will would be something that not only the doctors are in line with, but Minister Sheila and everyone praying with her and for her are in line with, God. We ask you, God, that you will show us what to pray and how to pray, how to pray in agreement with your word, for we know that by Jesus' stripes she's already healed. And, God, it doesn't matter the signs and the symptoms that have manifested, but it matters our heart, God, our heart towards wanting your will to be done. Cause her to be a walking, living epistle read of men that says not only does Jesus save, but he's a miraculous God. So we ask you for your miracles, your signs, and your wonders, God. Be glorified in this surgery, God. Be glorified in the procedure. Be glorified during the procedure. Be glorified in the post-op care. God, be glorified in everything. God, but most of all, cause us all to know that it's not about what we want, God, as much as it is about what you want. And I ask you, God, to give Minister Sheila her heart's desires, because you said we have not because we ask not. She's asked for you, God, to give her the ability to see out of the eye that they are performing the procedure on, for the other eye has already been, per the doctors, declared as something that will not be able to be fixed. But, God, we ask you that you will cause her to be able to have a life, and not only a good life, but an abundant life, God. The ability to see is something that many of us take for granted. The ability to hear is things that many of us take for granted. But, God, Minister Sheila has let her prayer and her request be known towards you, God, that she wants to be able to see because she wants to drive. She wants to be able to see what she's cooking, to see what she's eating. She wants to be able to see her sons, her daughters. She wants to be able to see her grandchildren. She wants to be able to look at the moon and the clouds in the sky. God, she wants to be able to enjoy the trees that she sees and not only hears. We ask you, God, to give her this that she's asked you in Jesus' name for your glory, and she will give you all the glory for it, and so will we. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Bye-bye. Love you.